Okay, Rabos, I want to go through the Gemara. I want to position us to get a little done over here. So let's take a look. So again, we saw the Gemara above and the Gemara's progression. Just want to go through that one more time. I just want to highlight something that's going to be coming back a little bit tomorrow. So again, the Gemara wants to know, we have a pasuk Nasi Echad. And Nasi Echad, we've seen again a lot. The Gemara wants to know, why do you have to learn shlichus from Gerushin and from Kachin? We have Nasi Echad, let's learn out shlichus from Nasi Echad. You can't learn out shlichus from Nasi Echad. Why can't you learn out shlichus from Nasi Echad? Because you have the time. So the Gemara says, okay, use Nasi Echad and learn out. So, right now the Gemara assumes that L'chora, Zechiyah,
is not
Shlichus. And then the Gemara says, you can't learn out Zachin, it can't be Zachin, because after all, there's a Chova. And therefore we have, from Nasi Echad, we learn out the Halakha of Apichos. We have the Halakha of Apichos. Now, we saw in the last shir, just to remind you, we focused mostly on the Shita of the Ran. And the way the Ran understands the sugya is the Gemara is moving stage to stage to stage. And as at this stage, it thought Zechiyah was not midin shlichus. Nasi Echad is a pasuk to teach me Zechiyah, and it is not a halacha of shlichus. Then the Gemara says, no, it can't be because this is a real chova. And if it's a chova, it cannot be zachin. And therefore, we have a new din. And the new din, according to the Ran Apotropis, is a new din that is worked out from Nasi Echad. And that means that Zechiyah has no source. And if Zechiyah has no source, the default source of Zechiyah is Zechiyah's Midin Shlichus. And that's what Tosa said, that's what the Ran said. And now Apotropis is a new halacha learned out from Nasi Echad. Nothing to do with the din of Zechiyah. It's a new din called Apotropis, sourced in Nasi Echad. And even though you have a chova involved, it's okay. Apotropis can overcome the problem of chova. It's a new halacha. It is not plagued by the problem of chova. That was the shita of the Ran. Is that correct? Am I getting that right? Okay, in contrast, what I wanted you to see quickly today is the Ritva. And the Ritva is a foil to the Ran. Open up the Ritva quickly. We're just going to go through the main parts of the Ritva quickly. And I want to highlight, and this is going to be very relevant for tomorrow's shiur. What? No. So the Ran, this is the Ran. That's the Ran. It's a separate halacha called Apotropos, which can even be in a tzad of Chola. The Ritva. The Ritva is in Dir Masl Ela Durav Kidrav Gidl Amarav. And the Ritva writes as follows. I'm starting a couple of lines into the Ritva. V'ho da'aisin en hocha me'ikara v'chalukas ha'aretz midin zechiyah. So initially the Gemara wants to learn out chalukas ha'aretz midin zechiyah. V'hashta hadrina l'meimah da'av midin apachapas. And now at the end of the Gemara, the end of the sugya, it comes back to apachapas. Lav l'memra she'en apachapas midin zechiyah. Do not think. Do not make the mistake that Apotropis is what? Is not midin zechiyah. Deha lo efsher. It has to be midin zechiyah. Tim kain af lachuv yuma midim lo Apotropis. The amai yecholim limchos beruchos. The Gemara at the end says that can the Yisomen, when they grow up, can they go ahead and object? Can they object absolutely or in a limited fashion? They have limitations. So if it was midin, midin zechiyah, the fact that they can object within limits, but they can object, highlights that it is midin zechiyah. Because if it was midin apotropos, could they be able to object?
No.
They would not be able to object. The assumption of the Ritva is that if you're in the world of apotropos, what the apotropos decides stands. It has legal standing, and it's not a shlichus operation. The apotropos is, I'm going to say the word, is you. And can you object to a deal that you made? Hey, I made a bad deal. So what? Too bad. You made a bad deal. A deal's a deal. So the apotropos is standing, listen carefully, kiyad bailim dummy. He's not a shliach. He is the Yad Bailim. He's the Bailim. And as such, they cannot object. But the Gemara says they can object. And therefore, says the Ritva, it's Vadai Midin Zechiyahu. Ella. So then what's the Chiddush of Apachapas? So what is the Revach? Why do we bring in Apachapas in the first place? Ella Shirviyah HaKosov B'Zechiyah Zu Yolter B'Zechiyah Ba'alma. But this Zechiyah is a better, stronger, more powerful Zechiyah than Zechiyah Ba'alma. Why? The Ba'alma ain't Zechiyah Ella B'Zechus Gomer. She'ein bo chov klal lo b'tchilas lo b'sova l'hocha mahani l'chov ha'nazel l'zakos keim she'ein chov ha'mamish ve'ilu midin zechiyah yachalim chos she'ein rotze b'zechiyah zu af yisro b'tayna. If it was pure zechiyah, then let's say the kids objected without any good reason. Are they allowed to, if it's a pure zechiyah, it says we don't want? Yes. They could. But once it's zechiyah layered onto or layered with apotropos, then what kind of objection is tolerable? It has to be objection with a what we call with a cause. It has to be objection for cause. Pure zechiyah does not require a four-cause objection, but zechiyah layered with apotropos requires a four-cause objection. And therefore, yilohacha eni yochalim chos b'maaseim she'asu l'zakos ela b'tayna gemura. That's the b'tayna. So in other words, according to the Ritva's angle over here, at the end of the day, when we learn out Nasi, what does Nasi Echa teach us? No. Nasi Echa teaches us Zechiah. But this Zechiah has a flaw in it. What's the flaw of this Zechiah? There's a Tzad Chova. What cures that flaw? Is Apachapas cures the flaw, and therefore what emerges is Apachapas is a halacha of Zechiah, and Zechiah in turn is a halacha of what? No! It's not a halacha of Shlichus. Why is it not a halacha of Shlichus? Because I have a separate pasuk. Shlichus is learned down from Gerush and Kiddush. The Ritva holds that Zechiyah is learned out from Nasi. Echad Apachapas is a prat of Zechiyah. Adkan. No Rebbe.
Different cases.
No Rebbe. That's the Hakdom. That's the introduction to the Sugi of Apachapas. So what I'm just pausing right now is you have two visions. You have a vision of the Ran, Apachapas is a new hot topic. New topic. Then you have a vision of the Ritva. Apachapas is a detail of the sugya of Zechiyah. With that in mind, we have now closed the book on Zechiyah, and we're opening the book on Apachapas. Now, I'm going to start a little backwards. I'm not going to read our Gemara yet. I want to get into the Gemara in Gittin. Then we'll double back into our Gemara and see how this is going to play out. No hands. I am not recognizing hands right now. I need to cover some ground. Well, God got me all discombobulated, and therefore I need to move a little bit. Okay, let us take a look at the Mishnah in Gittin. There's a fundamental Mishnah that I'd like you to keep your eyes on. The Mishnah writes as follows: Yisomin shesamchu etzal balabayis o shemina lehem avim apachapas. Two different scenarios. They're both apachapas scenarios. One scenario is that they live by someone, and since they're living by someone, they rely on this person. He's not their father, but he's ke, as Rashi says, ke apachapasu, or a real apachapas, that the father appointed apachapas. So in such a case, so you have an apachapas. In English, we'll use some terminology. A person, will call him a?
Guardian.
We'll call him a conservator, we'll call him a trustee, we'll call him a guardian, but not a guardian in the sense of he's adopted these kids. He's a guardian over, a trustee over the monetary matters that relate to this child. You might call him an executor, something like that. We'll call him a trustee. Trustee is what we'll call him. Okay? That is what the apotropos is. Now, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah says he's chayav la'aser peroseya, which means that if the Yerusha to these Yesomim was an orchard, they had apple trees. So in such a case, the apotropos is chayav to be mafrish, chumos, and maizos. Good? Now the Gemara now jumps on to that din. Because you already know from the second parak of Maaseches Kiddushin, who is allowed to be makrish Chumas and Maisros? Pasuk says, Atem velo Shutfin velo Apachopfin velo Arisin. So how can this Apachopas go ahead and be makrish? It's against the Mefurshah Gzera, a Mefurshah Drasha. There are minu. Atem velo Shutfin, Atem velo Arisin, Atem velo Apachopsin, Atem velo Hatorim es She'eno Shalo. So here, whose payros are these? They belong to the Yesomim. And who is doing the Hafrasha? The Apotropos. So that should not be allowed. We said that's not allowed. Our mission now says in the Maaseches Kiddushin it is allowed. How do we resolve the problem? So the Gemara says, Lokashya, Kan Lahaachil, and Kan Lahaniach. Rashi explains, Kan Lahaachil. Lahaachil Yesomim La'alter, Chayavin La'aser. If the Yesomim need to eat, so then the Chayav La'aser, even though the pasuk is Atem V'lo Apachopsim, so that's only if it is Lahaniach, but La'alter, to eat right now, the Apachopsim has to be Ma'aser. And then the Gemara says, Lahaniach, Hatvua Ba'otzer, Achi Gadlu, Lamalei Surah, Kashiyad, Le'asum Heim. If you're just going to put the wheat in a storage house, so you don't have to mafish now, no one's eating now, and therefore, wait till they can do it, satisfy, sustain the drasha of Atem V'lo Apachopsim, and when they become gedolim, they'll be mafish. Good? Okay, now, here's the question. Here's a lumdish question I'm putting out there. The Gemara makes a split. Laha'achil mutter. Lahaniach aser. Now, whenever the Gemara makes that kind of split, does that sound like, if I were to ask you, bottom line, on a doraisa level, is an apotropos allowed to be maaser?
Yes.
On a doraisa level. So if you want to learn like Elimelech, the pasuk says Atem velo Apotropsim, which means on a doraisa level, he's not allowed to be mafrish even what?
Even
lahachil. But if you're not going to allow him to be mafrish even lahachil, what's going to happen to these kids? They're going to starve to death. You need Paris. So therefore, came along the rabbis and did what? And they somehow, in Dine Mominus, they did what? They uprooted this din, Letzorech Achila. That's one way of learning the Sugya. What's another way to learn the Sugya? Yes?
It's allowed, but the rabbis added that it's only allowed Achil, but Laniach, no.
Yafe. In other words, in other words, Minat Torah, they're allowed to do anything. They're allowed to do anything. However, Midrabanan, why should we let them lahaniach if indeed, it's not necessary? So Midrabanan, the rabbis assert and created what I'll call this din of Atem V'lo Apachopsim, is a din d'Rabbanan. Not a din d'oraisa. It's a din in asmachta, Atem V'lo Apachopsim, lehaniach is aser, and will only be matir lahaach. You're right. But I'm still suggesting this. And hang on tight. Rabosa, Listen now. Let's just talk a little bit of alumnus. Rabosai. Let's go with Moshe's approach. Can an apotropos be mafrish on a doraisa level, even lahaniach?
Yes.
What then are we saying about the power of apotropos? It's strong. I know. But the pasuk does say atem. The pasuk does say atem. It's correct.
Yeah.
It's correct. Is that an apotropos? Is like atem. In other words, once we have this institution called apotropos, then the apotropos is yad apotropos ki yad bailim dummy. And therefore, he has the same exact authority as who?
As the
Yesomen. And as a result, he could do so. And the Rabbana now were machmir only lahaniach, only lahachil, not lahaniach. One second.
Why?
Why? Because even though he has an atem, mit Rabbana, he's not atem. Because he's not the Yesomen. He's not the real owner, but he has a broad authority.
But why would you want to live it?
Because it's the mitzvah is for the ketanim to do it by themselves. It's for the Baal HaTzvua to be. It's his mitzvah. It's the Baal HaTzvua's mitzvah. It's not the
apotropos. And if the kids don't need to eat, if the kids can't food,
no, if he needs to
then,
eat,
then this food's not going to have mind taken off.
It's going to have when he becomes a gadol. When he becomes a gadol. One second. If you go the other approach, that min haTorah, can the apotropos do anything min haTorah?
No.
Why can't he do anything min haTorah according to that approach? Because who is he? He's not a tem. He's not a tem. What is he if he's not a tem? He's a shliach. He's a specialized shliach. Normally, who makes a shliach? Normally, who makes a shliach? The Baal. But these Yesaimim can't make a shliach. Do we have any precedent of someone who's not making a shliach yet the person's acting a shliach? Zechiah. And what then are we saying about apotropos? Since the Yesom needs this, he's paralyzed without this. So Bezdin themselves can appoint a shliach. Where am I going with this? Does this tie into the Machlokes, Ritva, and Ran? The answer is? Absolutely does. If you assume, like the Ran, that apotropos is a new halacha. It's a new halacha. It's not part of Zachin. Not part of Shlichus, it's a new din. Nosi Echad is telling you what? Can an apotropos operate even Lechova?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Why? Why?
It's a new category.
Because what?
Like that.
Because he is Bailin! Can I operate if I want to? Can I give away gifts? Can I give gifts away?
Yeah.
Is that a zchus or chova to me? It's a chova. Can I do it?
Yeah.
Yes. Why? Because I can do what I want with my stuff. So if you hold like the Ron, the apotropos is a bailin, a new source, he could do what he wants. If you hold like the Ritva, that's it's really still apotropos. It's the detail of what? Of Zechiah. It's in the world of Zechiah. So really he can't do something lechova so, because it's part of Zechiah. It's just, yes, if the chova is a limited chova, it's a chova al menas lezakos, that's the Ritva, then it's still called Zechus. Rabosai. What I'm suggesting. Now, if this is all going to be good, if I have two possibilities in the sugya in Gittin, if these two possibilities in Gittin work, then maybe I can go ahead and channel that out into Ran Ritva. But I just made that up, those two approaches in Gittin. I mean, it's nice. Sadiq doesn't like it. I don't care. But it's only going to work if those two are viable approaches to the sugya and gittin. Are they viable approaches to sugya and gittin? For that, I want to spend 5 minutes now learning with you a Rashba in Maseches Gittin. We're going to learn a Rashba in Gittin, and then we're going to be done, and Yes. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
I
ignore everyone, Baruch Hashem.
No, right.
Says the Rashba. Rabbi, look inside. Masnisin yisam shesam gleit balabais. Oshemana lehem avim apachapis. Chayev laaser peruseim. V'ukimna la b'gemara. And the Gemara establishes leha'achil avalo lehaniach. We allow this to feed the apachapa, to feed the yesomim, but not for future storage. How does that work? So says the Rashba, mishum hefker based in hefker. Hu shehifkiru es haperus legabe ha'apachapas letakonas hayesomim mishum chayeyem. Aval lahaniach ein bo mishum takonas hayesomim lefichach lo hifkirum lekach. What's the Rashba saying? Rabbosai, who owns these papers?
The kids.
And there's a din called atem velo apitrapsi. So who must do the hafrasha? The kids must do the hafrasha. So on a doraisa level, what is the power of the apitrapsi? Zero. Zero. He doesn't have that koach. So how then can he be mafrish laha'achil? So what did the rabbis do? They were mafkir the peros. In a limited way, laha'achil. So now who's the owner of the peros? The apachapas becomes the owner of the peros with respect to laha'achil atganim, and that gives the apachapas the right to do what? To be mafkir. Minatorah, who owns the peros? The Yesomim. And what is the apachapas' capacity? Zero. 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 And it's only because of Hefker Bezen Hefker that he can be mafrish lahachim. You'll notice that's one approach, and it's telling you, what's it telling you? That on a Doraisa level, an apachapas is a shliach. He's a shliach. And as a shliach, he has to be appointed. And can the Ketanim appoint him?
No,
a Kadosh Lav Bar Shlichus. And therefore, he's stuck, except for the power of Hefker Bezen Hefker, Lahach. But you'll notice, did the Rashba stop right there?
No.
There's an Inami. Inami. Ika Lameimar. Demidina. What does Medina mean? Me'ikar Hadin. Me'ikar Hadin on a Doraisa level, Tormin. The apachapas can do what? To be mafrish bein lahachil bein lahaniach. Why? The yad ha'apachapas ki yad ha'yesomim. His hand is like that of the yesomim. Meaning? No. He's a bailer. Ella. Two tzadim. It's two approaches. He's two ways of learning the Gemara. Ella. But how does it look if this foreigner, this guardian, this trustee comes in and starts messing around with the payrolls and puts them in storage? How does that look? You know, maybe he's going to have his hand in the cookie jar. And therefore, we're not going to allow him to do it. Shema lo yidak tu kiyafe b'davar. Asum l'trom, k'dei l'aniyah, k'em sh'ein tzorach l'em b'davar zeh, ava l'ha'achil, he'emidua adineha. But lahachil will leave the ikra adin because there's a tzorek. So according to the second approach in the Rashba, what's the power of apotropos? Kebailin. Yad apotropos ki yad yesomim. Where would we learn that from? Where do we get that from? Nasi Echad. And what does Nasi Echad teach us? That there's a new din called apotropos that is learned out from Chalukas Ha'aretz, which was done even on behalf of Ketanim, because the Nasi was what? Was an apotropos. Aye. there was some chova involved. Who cares? He is Yad
Bailin.
Yad Bailin. So what emerges is nice, very nice. Machlekes Ritva and Ran, how to understand the din of apotropos is really reflective of how you understand a mishmasekas gittin, shnei deos, 2 days in the Ritva. What is the nature of the power of apotropos? Be'ezrat Hashem, this shir continues tomorrow, but we'll see. The Ramban, Tosas on our daf, and a couple of other Maran Makomos that will reflect this core and fundamental Chakira. Have an excellent day. Excuse me? The Gemara and Gittin.